Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Can't he bring this back? 17th here. Yeah, it is 17th. That's right. On the road again. I'm Jim Blasingame. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, folks? I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Aki Chankute is our guest. He's the author of Built on Trust, which is one of the top three books in my life, not just in my library. I encourage you to find it. It will change your life. Aki taught us that trust is not just important. It is in business, it's a best practice. And we've got to find a way, Aki, we've got to find a way to put trust on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 32-core processor. We've got to find a way to do that, and we haven't done it yet.
I agree. Now, I think the first step in understanding the them versus us, which is the impediment, is that the other side, whether it's the other side at work, if you're in product development, if it's marketing or whatever, or the other side in our national discourse, them versus us always starts off with the desire to contribute, not the desire to destroy, but the desire, even the people who don't agree with you or who have a different viewpoint, they start off wanting to contribute. They cannot get closure, or they can't get that done, whether it's because they were afraid of trying hard or whatever the reason is, and that desire, that passion, turns to frustration. That's okay. That's where the money is in business. And that's where our progress is as a nation, if we handle the frustration correctly. So that's a turning point. Now, one way to handle that frustration is to search harder for solutions. Most of us are going to find somebody to talk to, somebody with a good ear who can relate, quote unquote. It's the nature of that conversation that makes a difference. If it stays, it's going to start off complaining, of course. Mm-hmm. But if it stays in complaint, if we don't change it or our listener doesn't change it, then, our listeners are human beings. They may well get reminded of the things that they can't get done or that they're frustrated
right.
about, and therefore, they start complaining about their version of your problem. And there is there begins a cohesion based on a complaint. That's if it doesn't get turned around to how can we solve it.
Right.
So now we have this group, which is you and me, bonded together by grievance and by complaint. And then, of course, soon the other side, if that's the other department of work or if that's the Democrats or Republicans or whatever, the other side, they start to feel isolated. They start to
want, and when you and I bond, when you and I bond, if we allow our rhetoric to go low, because we're bonding,
yes.
you feed off my negative rhetoric, and I feed off of yours. And I think that's where
that's
we are right now in America. What do you think?
That is. I agree completely.
Can I tell you, let me tell you a quick story. And I've told
this
before. I gave a speech in northern New York, upstate New York, earlier this year, and at a dinner of attendees and some other speakers the night before. One of the guys was from New York, Washington, D.C., and he just out of the blue, unprovoked, without anybody saying anything, started talking about President Trump and calling him names. And I mean really hateful names.
Literally
gratuitous, totally gratuitous. And the people around me were nodding their heads. And I let him go for a minute, and I stopped him, and I said, "Sir, you and I don't know each other, but I said, I want you to know that I thought President Obama was the worst president in the history of America. I didn't like most of what he did. I thought it was dangerous and hurt. It hurt my business." I said, and I reported on his policies for 8 years on my radio show, and I never called him a name.
Yes.
I never called him a name. I always talked about his policies.
And the
guy said.
Yes.
I said, and then I said, "Can't we talk about this without calling people names?" And he leaned back in his chair. And he said, "You're right." And everybody around the table said, "You're right." And we, you know what? That ended the name calling.
Yes, because it's just that reminder. It's just that good reminder. So it's the labels, you know. Oh, it's management. Oh, it's authority. Oh, it's the Republicans. Oh, it's the Democrats. Yeah, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But the point is, you're not going to get anywhere because those people who are labeled, they're going to start avoiding the topic. They're going to start avoiding us. They're human too. So now we have tribes. Now we have tribes, and the problem with this is that, you know, the glue for these tribes is grievance. Yep. And the grievance is sustained by blame, and that requires an adversary. So we become dependent on an adversary for our own something to talk about. And if that problem should get solved, the thing we're talking about, we have to find another problem because now we got nothing to talk about. I mean, that's a simplification, but we become dependent on blaming. Now, blame, when it comes to trust, blame obviates responsibility. You can blame or you can be responsible, but you can't do both. So that's where we are. And if you're that way as a business, as a small business, you know, if your marketing people aren't working as well with your product development people as they could be, et cetera, they start to label each other, oh, they just want commissions or whatever, then you're going to fail. You're going to at least be less successful than you could be and less likely to be able to pass on your business.
One thing I'd like to say as we go to a break here, Archie, if you're in your business, folks, pay attention to if some of the rhetoric, when people are disagreeing, when people are trying to work through different things in the business and they're trying to create a solution, pay attention to make sure that some of the political, some of the societal rhetoric doesn't get into your business, because that's not going to solve problems. You got to focus on what needs to be fixed, and not blame calling, name calling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.